Watch. Putin-loving Trump says Russia is carrying out Holocaust in Ukraine. Donald Trump, who has praised Russian dictator Vladimir Putin for genius and savvy and goggled at his power, is now calling the attack on Ukraine a Holocaust. One thing hasn't changed, though. The former president is still claiming that if he'd retained his own powerful office, he could have prevented it all. Trump appeared on Fox News ready to share his views on Putin and the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Only days ago, he was praising Putin's peacekeeping forces entering Ukraine. Now he says, "We're watching a Holocaust. We're watching a Holocaust. We're watching something that I've never seen before, the way that they're going to go in there blowing up buildings with children, with women, with professionals, with people. They're blowing up indiscriminately. They're just shooting massive missiles and rockets into these buildings, and everybody's dying. The numbers are far worse than what you're seeing on television." Of course, even here, Trump has to squeeze in a conspiracy theory about manipulated numbers, which won't be unfamiliar to anyone who has followed his responses to approval polls and election outcomes, and assert that he alone could have prevented Putin from invading at all. Meanwhile, Russia is actively using Trump's big lie as anti-USA propaganda to diminish the coalition of nations that are imposing sanctions, seizing assets, and demanding that Russia's attack cease. Even as Trump recognizes the scope and horror of the attack, his own words and lies are an asset to Putin and his forces.